Welcome to Two Guys and a Question, where Danny Jefferson and Alan Creedy challenge conventional thinking by fielding questions for more than 1,000 subscribers, all in less than 12 minutes an episode.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson. And Alan, we just got back from Baltimore. One of the things that I got from Baltimore, being around people, hearing the conversations, breaking bread with friends, was the staffing crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It was pricing.
Mm-hmm.
It was
the customer.
It was it. And one of the things that we talk about merchandising services goes over most people's heads. But what are we going to do about it? How can we get some of this started? We got to start somewhere.
Well, let me start diagnostically, and I think that most of our listeners will agree with this. The funeral service profession is stuck. Now, you can criticize, you can point fingers, but it's just plain stuck.
It is.
It's the reality. And in the 21st century, things have changed. They change radically. The assumptions that we operate this business on, many of them are no longer valid. I'm not going to get into that, but what my experience tells me is that there are a select group of individuals out there who are making efforts on their own independently to begin to address what they see as the problem. And if I can gather those people together, because I can find them, and then gather them together, we can begin attacking these. The first thing I want to attack is the staffing crisis. That's got to be dealt with before we can do anything else. Our growth, our prosperity is in danger with that.
So who are these people that you're looking for?
You know, I don't think of myself as a negative person, but I begun to contemplate, and I'm going to start with the negative. So obviously, they need to be independent. There's nothing somebody who's working for a large company can really bring to the table because they can't implement anything. The second thing is it kind of entrepreneurial, but they have to have an element of being a visionary. So I don't want people who are looking to kind of recover the past. What we are seeing, Danny, on very isolated situations is individuals who are figuring out how to reverse the decline in average sale. And it's not so much that they're raising their prices dramatically, but they're finding a different way, the way that appeals to today's, the 21st century customer, so that they consider other options. They also need to be smart. And I'm sorry, but not everybody's smart. Many people just want to know what somebody else did, and then they'll do it. And they have to have, as I look at it, I think the people who will be able to address the issues in funeral service today have a competitive personality. In other words, they don't want to end their career where they started. They want to make an impact of some sort, whether it be in volume or innovation or both, and they want to lead the industry. They're not necessarily passionate about funeral service. That's not everybody doesn't have that, but they want to see the profession grow and prosper so that they can grow and prosper. And so what I don't want are people who just want to come to a seminar and go home and do nothing. I don't want somebody who's going to be so wrapped up in their opinion that they don't have a learning spirit and can't listen to somebody else. I don't want it. Frankly, I don't want somebody who's just interested in the status quo.
So how are you going to get all these people together?
Well, I'm going to, I've written, and I'm I welcome our listeners to ask for it. I've written a kind of a document on the 21st century funeral home and what's changed and what we have to do about it. Everybody's welcome to that, but I'm going to be very specific, and I'm going to tell people flat out, if you're complacent, if you've got all the business you need, if you've got all the staff, you're fully staffed, and you're happy with that staff, and you don't see any threat of losing that staff, which makes me think you're kind of foolish, this is not the place for you. But if you really are looking to make an impact and figure out how to be a funeral home that's also a business, then I'd love to have you talk to me.
Get in touch with us. This is Danny Jefferson.
Alan Creedy.
You can do it.
And we can help.
We
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.